Hi, this is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging, the podcast designed to give you the latest health information. Today we have a really, really interesting topic because I constantly discover new things that, or rediscover things I knew about, but thanks to the web and the idea of Medline searches, I can rediscover. Well, many of you have heard about the Mediterranean diet. It's supposed to help with cardiovascular disease and low risk of cancer and longevity, and the list goes on and on and on. But it's not always consistent. And so the question is there something very specific in a Mediterranean diet that makes the difference? Well, I think we have the answer. And again, it goes back way, way back in history, back to the Roman times. It's interesting that I talk a lot about broccoli seed especially. And that goes back to the Roman times and the Italians and broccoli. And they probably had a different strain of broccoli that probably had lots of the ingredients that are found in the broccoli seed that we use today, not found in regular broccoli. Because again, I keep telling my audience that it's been bred out because it doesn't particularly taste good to have this ingredient. Well, I guess the Italians didn't mind. So, can you guess what this incredible ingredient is? I'll give you some hints of what it does. It's antiviral, herpes infections, and all those different viral infections. It's cardiovascular protective. It possibly has anti-aging benefits, skin benefits, antioxidant benefits, antimicrobial, antibacterial benefits. Can you guess what it is? Well, it happens to be olive oil, or more specific, an ingredient found in the olive leaf. Even though olive oil is great, we don't always see the tremendous results that we get from the olive leaf. Well, we're not eating the olive leaf, just like we're not eating the broccoli seed. So, what is it? Well, there's an ingredient that's found in the olive leaf called oleoropin. It's oleoropin. And a health Medline search will really surprise you, especially if you put in studies and medical studies on oleoropin. Well, the key is, can you get the purest form? There's a lot of problem even with olive oil. There's a lot of fake olive oil out there, misbranded and diluted and not really the great stuff. And so that's a problem. And I certainly advise taking olive oil. There's certainly some benefits. But in order to get this oleoropin, you'd have to take, you know, so much of the olive oil, you'd be slip sliding all over the place. Well, another recent study on this oleoropin that really caught my attention was Alzheimer's. And they've done animal experiments on oleoropin and Alzheimer's plaque. Can you imagine that? Alzheimer's plaque, of all things. Because we still don't have a great drug, and every day there's a new, well, not every day, but certainly news. This is the magic wand. This is the magic drug. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. Well, there's the
Aliyah Ropin. And the Aliyah Ropin seems also to turn on protective genes, and especially anti-cancer genes, and lots of good cancer studies. Well, here we have a safe, natural ingredient. And as I've often talked about in my podcast, you want a potent source, just like the Vitalica Physician potent source of sulforaphane, which I speak about a lot. Well, it's kind of interesting that I think this is a good addition to your diet, the Aliyah Ropin. Studies on diabetes, really good studies on lowering blood sugar, studies on blood pressure. So always the question, are you getting the best source? You know, the problem with the vitamin industry, it's unregulated, so often unless it's a really super reputable company, you don't know if you're getting a lot of the active ingredient. So what do I find and recommend is the best source of this concentrated Aliyah Ropin? Well, Life Extension Advanced Olive Leaf Support. And they even throw in some celery, which has some really interesting health benefits. And you can go to Talking Herbals at AOL.com and look it up in the side panel. And there's some really great, great prices. It's not particularly expensive. And it's a special concentrated source of this wonderful ingredient called Aliyah Ropin. And again, to sum up, antifungal, antibacterial, cancer, heart disease, and it's okay for canines. I did a dog search on cross-referencing Aliyah Ropin, and it's perfectly fine for canines, and it'll have some of the same action, allergy and yeast infections that it has in humans. And you would probably just adjust the dose. There are also companies on the web, you can do a search, and they actually sell a powder, an olive, Aliyah Ropin powder for your canines, and that might be a little easier than having the opening up the capsule of the Life Extension product. And I think it's a great idea. So, this is a short podcast, but I wanted you to have this information. And this is why I suggest you subscribe, because you'll miss the latest things. And you'll just get an email that there's a new podcast. We don't share your email any place on any lists. But this way you'll get the latest health information. So I hope you learned something valuable. And again, if you enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends. I have lots and lots of podcasts of different subjects that they can look at and listen. Well, look at the topic and listen. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.